This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. Both cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
During the hearing, members acknowledged the challenges of writing a new farm bill with tight budget constraints and the perception that high prices render the safety net less important. However, members acknowledged that agriculture is cyclical and noted that current disasters resulting from floods, droughts, and tornadoes remind everyone that risk management tools are critical. Most members focused on the need for crop insurance, and some expressed support for a permanent disaster program, citing times when crop insurance isn't sufficient to cover widespread disasters.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The senators and witnesses at the hearing suggested a greater emphasis should be placed on research, conservation, and risk management. Testifying during the hearing, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack noted that when people hear the Farm Bill, they immediately think mostly, if not entirely, of subsidies, but that the reality is that a Farm Bill is more expansive than that, and one that the key steps moving forward will be to publicize the key role that research plays in agriculture development and progress. More land is going to non-agricultural uses, yet the world's population is growing. Research and new technologies will be critical to meet future needs. Vilsack also noted that the 2012 Farm Bill will be smaller than the 2008 Farm Bill, with the question being how to leverage available funds as cuts will be difficult to make. He said, though, that the present time possesses an opportunity for the Agriculture Department to have greater efficiency and flexibility and improve services and delivery.